Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is Wednesday, the time is 6:10, and the date today is the 23rd day of the month of May, and the year is...
2018.
2018, believe it or not. And, my name is Roy Peretz, and I want to introduce my porn stars. And we have here, we don't have actually, the fifth porn star. The fifth porn star, Sasha Storr. She's actually sitting in Israel, but I'm going to apply to her anyway. So here's for Sasha Storr.
Yeah. Well, Dad's in the studio, so that's
yep,
good.
Dad is in the studio, you're right. From the deeps of Hyde Park. From the depths of Hyde Park, come to us a gentle giant, also known as our coin and ticket memorabilia expert. His name is Eitan Nadler.
Hey. Good evening, everyone.
From 96 Centon Drive, running the most beautiful establishment called Cash In. He's also a Swiss watch and diamond expert. He's not with us. His name is Liel Rimon, but please applaud to him as well.
Hey,
Liel. He's got some private matters to do, huh?
Yeah.
All right. And,
trying to read your notes, right?
I'm trying to read my notes, but, I'm getting old, and a lot of people not here today, so...
He's got to skip over the message.
He's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. Please say hi to Peter Feldman.
Yay, yay.
Good evening, everybody, and I hope you enjoy tonight's show. We're giving away some good things.
Yeah. What are we going to... Yeah, we're going to give away...
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. I thought giving it away.
You're a good thing.
My father would disagree.
Oh, well, I'll speak to him next week.
What do you mean? He disagreed to give you away?
Yes.
It's
a good thing.
Okay. It's a good... All right. That's applauding for your father. All right. So, who do we... So, she's the lady that gives me the hard time. No, she's not my wife. She hails from Keshini Night Park. She also our jury person. So if anybody needs any jury and whatever, you can contact us in Night Park, 011-325-7777. And her name is Irene Baba.
And she's not here as well.
And she's not here as well. So,
oh, that will AWOL.
We are the skeleton today.
Yeah. Last but not least, the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. I want you to all welcome Nicole.
Hey.
Hello, everybody.
You're in good health this week.
I'm getting there. A little bit of cortisone, bit of an energy boost, bit of aggression, and I'm rocking.
Aggression is good.
She's on hypermedication.
Yeah.
Please don't forget to like us on Facebook. Facebook pages on Chai FM. What is it? Facebook says Porn Stars on 101.9. Please don't forget to like us there. And what do we have? If you're listening from all over the world, I just want to let you know that, a lot of people listening from all over the world, and we're getting a lot of emails. Please keep those emails. I'll try to reply to as many as possible. Obviously, we can't reply to everyone, but as many as possible, we will reply. So please, please try to... Oh, and I think we've got an Instagram. I'm not sure. What is my name on Instagram?
Roy. Isn't it Roy?
I don't know. Let me check. So my name on Instagram, I don't know. Actually, I really don't know. But I know that we put on Instagram some little videos of us. Oh, Roy Peretz. It's just a Roy Peretz.
Right.
And in brackets it says porn star. So just go to Roy Peretz on Instagram, and just I promise you, you're going to enjoy. We've got some parts of what we do here in studio. So don't think that we are only pretty...
Pretty faces.
We actually
pretty
very,
face for radio.
We actually
but now,
pretty
but
faces.
But now we prove it.
Yeah, we can prove. Don't forget to contact us. 061-895-1019. That's our WhatsApp line, and you can also call us 010-140-3020. You can SMS us 34519. This is Chai FM, guys. It's the best station to listen to, and we are the porn stars. So what I'm saying is we've got videos and stuff, so please don't forget to watch our videos. You can see them as well on Facebook, on Pornstars at 101.9. You can also watch them on Instagram. The Instagram, the shorter ones, but they're nice.
And I can share on Facebook.
Facebook. Please share them.
Please share them.
Yeah. Also, we're going to give away prizes every week from now on. You're going to get like movie tickets and stuff, so you're going to have what to expect and what to look for. I just want to talk about something a little bit more serious for about 2 seconds, 2 minutes, and then later we're going to carry on having fun. So before we're going to do that, let me see, what do we have here? This one is nice. Oh, what have I done?
You're playing music.
I want to play music, but...
who are we going to listen to, Roy?
Hold on a second. Ah, we're going to listen to Santana. But you know Santana?
No, those peanuts, Santana peanuts.
No, this is Santana.
Those
Santana.
Are Santana.
Oh, whatever.
Remember that one.
Black anyway. Magic Woman.
All right. But it's nothing to do with Black Magic Woman. I just need a little bit more depressing music, that's all.
Yeah.
So if you or anyone thinks that the world wants to protect the so-called Palestinians, you're wrong. So if you think that the world as a whole believes them, you are wrong. I mean, everybody says every time, but they're lying. Everybody knows they're lying. The world don't care about the Palestinians. The world always goes against the Jews. You like it or don't like it, it doesn't matter. The truth is, no one like a Jew. And here it goes. How can you or anyone explain the massacre that's happening in Syria? Do you know that in Syria, Syrians, like Bashar al-Assad, killed over 650,000 Syrians. Listen again. 650,000 Syrians. Now, that's what we know from the media for the past six years only. So if you, like 100,000 a year or so, bomb them, gas them, whatever. Killed 650,000. Now, over and above that, he cleans, deported, and slaughter, listen to that, 350,000 Palestinians that were living in Syria. In the refugee camp called Yarmouk. In fact, he's busy right now destroying whatever is left of the particular Yarmouk camp.
Take it off the map.
Take it completely, wipe it off the map. Did anybody hear about that? If you hear about it, call us, 061, WhatsApp us, 061-895-1019. I doubt you did.
Yeah, once in a blue moon, the media remember to say something.
No, not really. Yeah. Did you know there's no more Christians in Gaza? Did you guys know? The Christians, our Christians listeners, do you know there's no more Christians in Gaza? Where are they? Well, they are not there. They were killed. Some of them ran away. But the fact of the matter, you know, there's no more Christians in Gaza. Why? Because, let me tell you, and the protesters, people think the protesters that were going into the border, they were nice guys. They were not peace-loving, tree-hugging people. They are cold-blooded killers. They wanted to kill whoever's on the other side of the border. Let me tell you, those people are happy to give their kids to die for a cause which is not really a cause. A little bit crazy. Always the Jews are guilty. You know why? Actually, I don't know why, but I think it's built into us, the Jews. I remember the head of Beitar, which I actually really, really grew supporting, you know. Anyway, the head of Beitar was Zev Jabotinsky, the guy that established Beitar was Zev Jabotinsky, and he said it will be very difficult to take the Jew out of exile, out of the Gola. But it will be more difficult to take the Gola, the exile, out of the Jew. So, the meaning, whatever happens, and it doesn't matter if the Jew is right or wrong, he will always feel guilty. That's what you call it, the Jewish guilt. I don't know what to say. Muhammad Abbas is on his way out. And when I'm saying on his way out, I don't mean on his way out of
office.
Is basically kicking the bucket ish. He's just not kicking the kicking the bucket. I can't say I'm really sorry. So he's basically on his way out. And look, he's 83 years old. He's a heavy smoker, and he's on his way out. Palestinians may say he had an ear infection. All right, but I'm sure he's on his way out. I think in my ear. Yeah. So why are they lying? Because the day after he kicks the bucket, there will fight between them. Yeah. Who's going to take the seat?
Between themselves.
It will be a bloodshed. Over and above that, you know what the joke is? There's no elections. He wants to nominate somebody to take over, to take over.
Like kings.
Like kings. Like sultans, what you call in Arabic sultans. There's no democracy. They don't have economy. They haven't made anything of those years of basically independence. They've got full independence.
Instead they haven't made anything. They can do something to improve life, to start something. They are still in the same spot where they've been before.
Yeah,
they're not trying anything except blaming everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, the lack of the Palestinian and Mahmoud Abbas is that Israel is still protecting him from his enemies, from his friends, the Hamas.
Yeah.
Israel is actually protecting me, and without it, there wouldn't be any more. The PLO wouldn't be in existence anymore. Now, you know, Turkey, for instance, asked the ambassador, the Israeli ambassador, to leave. Pretoria asked the South African ambassador to come for a talk. Why? Do you remember about 2 years ago, Turkey shot and killed 70 Syrians that tried to cross the border, got actually close to the border and just shot and killed them? Did anybody remember that?
Yeah.
Well, you remember.
It was a small beep in the media that disappeared the next day.
100%. No, 70 people just died. Shot them.
There was not a world outcry. That's what you're saying.
They came close and they needed, basically, they ran away from
ISIS
that butchered them in the village.
No, not from ISIS. They ran away from the Syrian government, not from ISIS. At the time. Yeah. And, they say Israel killed 62 protesters. Well, they were not protesters, according to the head of Hamas. He said that we're going to my next speech will be done from Keren Shalom, which is inside Israel. That's what he said. So I don't know what kind of protest, but they wanted to cross the border, kill civilians, do bad things. And Israel sent leaflets, called the people. They told them, please do not come to the... You want to demonstrate in your side of the...
Yeah, don't cross.
Don't cross.
Don't touch the border.
Yeah. So they did, and they killed. Now, 50 of the 62 that were killed were members of Hamas. Anyway, if you want to call us, 010-140-3040. Sorry, 3020. 0618951019. That's our telephone number. And you know what? Let's go for a song. And after the song, we're going to laugh a little bit because, where's our nice song? Where's our nice song? I know we had nice songs here. Where? Must we go down? All right, hold on a second.
Hey, we're getting there.
Oh, here you go. Oh, that's a really nice song. So let's go for that one, guys.
Quiet on the sets. Can we please have quiet on the sets?
The movie review with Peter Feldman.
Great
and
theme.
we're back with a song from Star Wars. What do you know? 010-140-3020 0618951019. You're listening to Chai FM, your favorite station, and this is your favorite Peter Feldman to tell you about the movies of this week. And here you go, Peter.
Roy, I think this week the big movie is a Solo, a Star Wars story. This is a standalone film. It goes back in time when Han Solo first joined the Star Wars franchise. I mean, he was a young guy. He's played by a character named Alden Ehrenreich, who has imitated the Harrison Ford character whom we got to know in the later Star Wars franchise. And it's from the beginning as a thief on this planet, and he has to escape. And it's before the Force came into the Force, and it's before everything came together. And he finds that he is then imprisoned on another planet when he tries to escape. And on this planet, he meets a character called, we got to know as Chewbacca. And this is the Union. Unfortunately, I can't go into too many details about the film, because there are a lot of spoilers, there are a lot of the characters, there are a lot of things happening. We got the Emilia Clarke, it's a name from the past. She was in Game of Thrones. She's got a whole new role. She plays Kiera, and she's involved with Han Solo. And she tries to escape with him from this planet, but unfortunately she can't get through. He manages to get out. And later in the film, they meet up again. Paul Bettany plays a vicious crime lord We've got Donald Glover, who plays a famous gambler. And we've got Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson suddenly materializes, and he trains. He's the mentor for Han Solo. So they've gone back in time, and they've created this one-off movie. I think it's going to do very well, because the story is great. And what is interesting here, Roy, is that the two original directors were fired from the film for creative differences. And midway in the shooting,
they got two directors.
Them, yes, they brought in Ron Howard. And you know, Ron Howard has a history of making quite good films.
Yeah.
He's made one or two really good films. And he took the helm of this one. And I enjoyed it. It's entertaining. There's a lot of action. All the creatures are there. They hop from different planets as they go in search.
I love hopping.
Hopping. And he's amazing.
They're
he's
giving
amazing.
You a lot of background of the story, basically.
Yes.
To jump into
and,
the story.
And what is interesting is you can see where it's going, because we've seen the early and the later movies. So that's as far as I'm going to go on that one. Then we've got a really enjoyable, lively, bubbly British comedy. It's about growing old. It's called Finding Your Feet.
Eitan, you must watch that one.
And it's about dancing.
English, I fall asleep after the 1 minute.
Roy, it's about dancing. It's about this woman who leads a beautiful life. Her husband's a multimillionaire.
I love
She's
it.
She's a socialite. And she walks into the kitchen, and she hears a noise. And she goes into the pantry, and she sees her husband with another woman.
Oh,
she gets upset and she divorces him. And suddenly she's...
Hold on a second. And he's a multimillionaire.
She leaves him.
She wasn't clever. Yeah, all right.
And then she goes to live with her sister.
All right.
Who's a bohemian and smokes weed. And she's got to adjust to a new
happy in another way, yeah?
Happiness.
Yeah.
In small bottles.
Yeah.
And she has to adjust to a whole new life. And the film is inspirational because it shows you how you can get up and you can live life again. But she meets all these wonderful characters. And Timothy Spall plays a Cockney furniture restorer who meets this character whose name is Lady Sandra Abbott. And they have a relationship. And it's a fun movie. Celia Emery plays the sister. And then there's a whole heap of character actors from the BBC. Joanne Lumley's in it. She plays a woman who's had five husbands. She said she divorced her last husband who thought he was God, but she didn't think he was God. She divorced him. Yeah, it's called Finding Your Feet, and it's most enjoyable. It's about growing old and adjusting to life in your old age.
Love like it. Old, when you're talking old, what are we talking about?
70s, 80s.
No, that's very old. That's more
old.
That's older
that
than
old.
Moshe even.
Moshe.
That's why, Peter, you can be an old 20 and a young 70.
Without doubt. It's all in the head. All in the head. Then the third movie, Roy, is called Please Stand By. It's with Dakota Fanning. And she plays a young woman who suffers from autism. And she's in her own world.
Yeah.
But she's a Star Trek fanatic. And there's a competition to write a new script for a series of Star Trek. And she decides to enter. So she writes it, but she can't get her script to Hollywood.
Yeah.
So she decides to leave the home where she's at because they're looking after her and undertake a journey on her own. She's scared of the world on her own to go and deliver the script in Hollywood. And it's her adventure, how she adjusts to the world. And it's also very inspirational. It's a great movie. Dakota Fanning is fantastic. She's such a great little actress.
Yeah.
And this is the
how
right film for her. She must be in her early 30s, late 20s, early 30s.
I remember when she was a little girl.
I remember that too. You know, and she's got a sister, Elle Fanning, who's also a great little actress.
Yeah.
It's in the family. And I would recommend these three movies. But what is very interesting now, Roy, as we move suddenly into...
Hold on a second. Before you go to the next subject, the movies that you mentioned, which one would you give number one?
I think Star Wars.
It's a big production.
It's a box office blockbuster.
All right.
And I mean, that's going to hit the... It's going to go crazy.
Second one, you do the English one.
Second one, I'd say Finding Your Feet.
That's the English one.
Yes, and then... Please Stand By, which is about autism.
Do you leave this movie, the second movie, do you leave it with a smile?
You would, with a spring in your step, Roy.
That's what I like.
Because it's about dancing. It's, you know, and Moishe loves dancing, and you will enjoy this one. It's really great. Right, I've mentioned that. Now we're moving to a more serious element, okay?
All right.
Deadpool 2.
I love it.
Has dethroned Avengers Infinity War.
Wow.
After more than 3 weeks at the top of the local and international box office, the motor-mouth mercenary Deadpool, based on the Marvel Comics character and his irreverent brand of humor and hard-edged action, is now number one at the South African box office.
It really needs to be number one, I believe.
You saw it.
Rumbo. it's really a funny movie. It is. It's proper funny.
Ryan Reynolds, I think.
It's got lots of action. And you have to sit in the movie till the end, till the very end, because even after the notes,
after credits,
you still see some funny things, but really funny.
You know, sequels aren't always as good as the original.
I think that was better.
You think it was better?
Yeah.
Now, Deadpool is also showing in the multi-century 4DX theaters at New Metro.
4DX.
4DX. That's where you actually sit in the seat and you feel it.
Is
because
it?
You got the wind, you got light.
You actually feel the experience.
And not everybody likes it, but no. I must say it's a new experience. It's New Metro, Emperor's Palace, and at Hyde Park Corner. So you could enter the world of Deadpool with sophisticated motion seats, wind, water, even leg ticklers, Roy, lightning, scents, and other environmental effects in the cinema. And it's synced with the on-screen action. Can you imagine?
Amazing. Amazing.
And also showing there is the movie A Solo, A Star Wars Story, which I mentioned starts on Friday. It's also showing in 3D at all New Metro Cineplexes nationwide. But, you know, if you like your movies on big screens with even bigger sound, then they say New Metro Extreme is for you. So be fully immersed in the galaxy, far, far away, on premium large format screens with 360-degree Dolby Atmos sound.
Wow.
You'd know about that. Is that good?
Wow. It must
be amazing. Including overhead speakers in the Extreme Theatres at New Metro, and that's at the Glen and Clearwater Mall. And then finding your feet, and Please Stand By, which I've just reviewed, are showing exclusively at the VIP complex at New Metro Hyde Park, and this is from Friday. New Metro's VIP cinemas include ultra luxurious seating, lots of legroom just for you, Roy, as well as an in-cinema dining delivered right to your cinema seat.
All right.
So you can sit and eat and watch the movie as long as you don't spill all the food over the seats. There's also a lounge and a fully licensed bar, but you don't drink, Roy, do you?
I don't.
Okay, so it wouldn't affect you.
No.
The VIP food menu is prepared in-house by New Metro's acclaimed VIP chef and includes hot and cold meals, a variety of coffees and cold drinks, along with the regular cinema fare. You know, that's popcorn, soda, sweets, etc. So to book New Metro movie tickets, you've got to go to newmetro.co.za or you can call 0861-246-362 or use their self-service terminals at the cinema. Now, to win tickets to experience the movies now showing at New Metro, our listeners...
We're giving four tickets.
We're giving four, two, I mean, two couples.
Two,
yes.
Two pairs of tickets, yes. but it's four tickets, yeah?
Four tickets. And this is only for 2D or 3D, but it excludes 4DX, that's where you experience it, and Extreme. So you can only see movies, whatever movie you want to see.
2D or 3D?
2D or 3D.
All right.
You can go into that. So what they have to do is...
In any new metro, close to your
right.
house.
So what they've got to do now is they've got to tell us via SMS or WhatsApp. I think WhatsApp.
WhatsApp is good. 061-895-1019 or SMS us 34519. The question is...
Name three, any three of the actors in Solo.
Name any three of the actors in Solo.
I mentioned quite a few. Earlier on, if you were listening.
If you're not listening,
you lose.
You lose.
But don't worry, we're going to do it again next week.
We're going to do it again next week. And every week, you're going to give four tickets.
Away.
We're going to give away four tickets every week. So, guys, three names. You can go on to Google. You don't have to even listen to Peter. Am I right?
You're right. But so what you need to do is your full name and your contact details. So we know how to get hold of you.
100%. So just send us, you know what, as long as you send us an SMS or WhatsApp with the correct answer and your telephone number good enough, we'll contact you.
And we don't care how you spell the names, as long as we're able to understand it.
100%.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you so much, Peter.
Thanks, Roy.
And, that was music from Star Wars.
The original.
And after that, we're going to come back. Believe it or not, we're back. 010-140-3020-061-895-1019. And we had only one guy. His name is Michael Fine to answer the correct question. So, Michael, we'll be in touch with you. And what do we have? We've got from Akiva. He says, let me just put the, where is it? Yeah, all right. He says that let's consider the baby so-called died from asphyxiation from tear gas. In effect, it's, let's say that, what he says is, let's say it's true, but what the hell a baby has to do with their mother together where they demonstrate, and you know, the burning tires and whatever, he sits on the border, the what?
What they do. Women, children.
I don't believe children.
This is the human.
I don't believe that people will go into, take their kids. I mean, you must be a little bit of normal. A little bit, I don't know. A little bit care about your kids. I don't understand it. I actually don't understand it. So, yeah, Akiva, you're right. You're completely right. I don't understand what they're doing. They're sending the kids, they're sending the kids to die. I mean, this is something unbelievable.
Insane.
It's something unbelievable. You know what? Like Golda Meir said, there will be peace when they love the kids more than they hate us. So, yeah. And, Michael, fine, you're correct with your answer. We're going to be contacting you over and above that. Please don't forget that you will not be able to get tickets to movies which are brand new. Brand new meaning on the first premiere week. But all the other movies you're obviously
welcome to see.
And it's really, really a nice gesture from New Metro. So please take the offer and enjoy yourselves. Every week we're going to have 4 tickets. And like I said, Michael, you won too. So have fun. Eitan, what do we have today? I mean,
A little bit in the history before we will move to the more interesting part of the show. So today, 1945, Heinrich Himmler. Heinrich Himmler. Yeah, he was.
You know who was Heinrich as well?
No.
All right. Okay, carry on.
Well, yeah. He was the head of the Nazi Gestapo, but he was Hitler's right hand. And after he was captured by the Allied forces, he committed suicide. So it's today in 1945. And another friend of his in 1960...
let me tell you another thing about Himmler.
Yeah.
Himmler was born 7 October 1900, exactly. Mm-hmm. So today would have been, 118. He was born on 23rd of May 1945 in Lüneburg, Germany. He had a wife as well, and he was commander-in-chief of the Home Forces, which is the, I think, Gestapo.
Yeah.
He was the commander of the SS from 1942 to 1943, and from 1944 to 1945 he was the commander of chief. He had five kids. He was a nice guy. He said today Germany is on the borders of Europe everywhere. That's what today mean that time. He says. My honor is my loyalty. Here you go. He says, we know that these clashes with Asia and Jewry are necessary for evolution. Well, you know what? Carry on, Eitan.
Yeah. So one of his good friends that succeeded to avoid capture, he was captured by the Israeli secret forces. In 1960, today in 1960, Israel announced the capture of Adolf Eichmann, that later on was trialed in Israel for crimes against the Jewish nation and humanity, and hanged.
Oh.
He was captured in Argentina.
Yeah, Adolf Eichmann was one of the most... How do you say?
He was the engineer, basically, of the last resort, what we call the architect.
He was the architect of the last resort. And you know what the worst thing is? He worked hand-in-hand with Kastner. Kastner helped him, Jewish guy, helped him to kill over 800,000 Jews.
Hungarian Jews.
And you know what the joke is? His granddaughter is right now in Israeli Knesset. This is disgrace. So anyway, so that was Kastner. We've got another guy by the name of Eliran Goren. You won to yourself beautiful two movie tickets. Thank you so much. You're correct. You answered the questions correct. And tomorrow, somebody will call you from our office. Tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, somebody will call you from our offices. Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be Irene.
One more short one from history.
Yeah.
That today, 1967, Gamal Abdel Nasser.
Oh, he was a nice guy.
Okay, he was the president of Egypt.
El presidente.
Yeah, he closed the Tehran water pass. Mezzare Tehran.
Did he close them?
And yeah, and that was one of the reasons that the six-day war started.
Yeah.
And we will talk about this in 2 weeks' time exactly.
Six-day war.
The 6th of June, we will talk. We
have now, today was quite a dry day, I must say. I mean, not to be people were born,
not
whatever.
Interesting day.
But let me tell you who was born. Do you remember John Collins?
Yes.
Oh, what a question.
That old goat.
80.
That old goat, yeah. She was to be Dynasty. Do you remember Dynasty?
Yeah, Dynasty.
All right. By the way, yeah. Her father was Jewish.
Was he?
Absolutely.
Alexa Carrington was
her
name.
Here you go. Sunshine,
and
you wake up.
There was a story between her and I forgot his name.
Who?
That he kissed her, the story with AIDS and
no,
all
no,
kind
what?
Of.
Not her, her. Not her. It was Linda Evans.
Yeah.
And Rock Hudson kissed her, and at the time they didn't know AIDS, you know how AIDS transmitted.
Well, from the same program.
Linda Evans,
Crystal Carrington.
Oh, here you go, Sunshine. No,
someone was, tell me, are you watching the good, the Bold and the Beautiful?
She was a teenager at the time, I'm sure.
Don't even go there.
Do you?
I don't have a choice. My mother's still watching it.
The Bold or the Beautiful? So anyway, John Collins. She's today, how old is she today? 85.
That's right. But she looks fantastic.
So, five and a half.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, she is. Look, she does look fantastic.
You don't know Dutchman. You don't speak Dutchman, Tabu. I mean, your bonus is a replica. You're supposed to speak a little bit of Dutchman. All right. No problem. So, 85 year old today. She was born in May, today in 1933. She married, who did she marry? In 2002, she married. In 2002! She was like 100 as well. she married Percy Gibson, and she married between 1985 and 92 years. She was married to Peter Holm, and she's got children, but who knows from who? I don't know.
And her sister passed away.
Tyra Alexander and
last year.
Katania. She wrote the altar.
Yes,
she wrote the book. Yeah.
She said the problem with beauty is that it's like being rich. And then getting poorer with time. Not better.
I've been the reverse.
Serious? No, I think so too. I think a lot of people, that especially poor people, they're getting prettier and prettier with time. As soon as they get money, they get prettier and prettier.
I needed help when I was younger.
Did you? And look at you today, baby.
I know. I'm like a fine wine.
Wine. I'd say whiskey.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
You like whiskey? All right. So who do we have more? So we had John Collins. Age is not just a number. It's totally irrelevant unless, of course, you happen to be a bottle of wine. Here you go.
Oh, there we go.
And just she said that.
Hello.
Show me a person who never made a mistake, and I'll show you somebody who never achieved much. There you go. That's okay, but I think she's right. Who do we have more? We've got Drew Carey. Drew Carey? The guy with the glasses? The chubby guy?
But he's no more on TV.
Yes.
Is he no more on TV? Anyway, he's not chubby anymore either. So, yeah, he lost a lot of weight. His name is Drew Ellison Carey. He's an American actor, comedian, sports executive, and game show host. After leaving the after serving in the U.S. Marine Corps, making name for himself in stand-up comedy, Carey eventually joined. I don't know, he joined some TV series and he's really made it big. And I liked his humor. He's actually quite a funny guy. He's got a dry humor, but he's quite a funny guy.
What was that show that he did that it was like prompt comedy?
My Last Word or something, you know.
Something Line. Whose Line? Something like that.
Whose Line is it anyway, I think. I think it was his. Yeah, so we've got him. He was born 1958. He's 60 years old today.
No way.
He was born in Cleveland, Ohio. And he doesn't have kids. He never got married as well. I mean, somebody got it right. I don't know. Never got married. he's still got a girlfriend. Why didn't he have a girlfriend? Oh, all right. He says this. It's funny. He says, there's no way I can justify my salary level, but I'm learning to live with it.
That's a good one.
He says, I'm a big believer in overcoming and achieving and during and doing things that are not feeling that I'm not feeling sorry for myself. All right. Some people don't like complications because it makes them work harder and better. Some people don't like competitions because it makes them work harder and better.
Oh, I love competition.
You like competition?
Oh, let's bring it on. Bring it on.
She's our Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
After I got thin, he said, I can still eat a cheeseburger but if I wanted to, but I can't have them every day.
Yeah.
All right, what do we have more? So today, yeah, we had quite a bit of... Oh, you know, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Do you remember him? I'm sure. Though I loved him because he was actually an intelligent boxer, I must say. So he actually quit boxing. Today he's 64 years old, eh? 64 years old. He was an amazing fighter. He was really an amazing fighter. He was world champion. He was whatever. And he was the one that actually made the middleweight a middleweight. Yeah. And the only one, he left the game because Sugar Ray Leonard didn't want to fight him. You know that?
No, I didn't know.
He didn't want to give him a comeback, another fight. I think Sugar Ray Leonard won, and he didn't want to give him like a repeat fight. Shame on him, who is a really, really great fighter. What do I have more? I had some stuff on Adolf Eichmann, but you talked to Adolf Eichmann. He died in 1st of June 1962, by the way. He was hanged. He says, you know, Adolf Eichmann said, he said in one of his quotes, to sum it all up, I must say, I regret nothing.
Oh, charming.
Well, imach shimcha, I was going to say. I wish your name will never be mentioned. What a terrible person. So... And yeah, what do we have? Oh, you know Coco Chanel?
Yes, of course.
You know, once said they should put perfume on places where we like to be kissed. Yeah, but some of them burn. Eh?
Oh wow!
So I wasn't going to say that.
So this doctor, it comes to the guy and says to him, "Do you do any sports?" He says, the patient says, does sex count? He says, yes. He says, then no.
You know, you mentioned before something about married men want to die and whatever. But you know...
Really want to die.
Yeah, but it's not true, actually. Married men, okay, live longer than single men. It only seems longer.
Yeah. So it seems longer, and they really want to.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
They really, really, really want to die. So,
you know, I take my wife everywhere, but somehow she keep coming back.
So this one says, I managed to lose my rifle when I was in the army, and I had to pay back like 1,000 rands for the rifle. to cover the loss. Now I'm starting to understand why Navy captains always go down with their ships.
You know, I found it today on the internet, and I must say it sounds so good. Getting married is very much like going to a restaurant with your friend. After you order and you eat, you're actually jealous you didn't order what your friend ordered.
That's my wife. She always orders something that at the end of the day, no, it's better. Why did you order? You know, she ended up eating my stuff, yeah. What do you know?
So John and Bob went to the restaurant.
Yeah.
And they talking. So John telling Bob, you know, I didn't sleep with my wife before we got married. Did you? So Bob said, well, I'm not sure. What was her maiden name? Please.
What can I say, guys? I want to say goodbyes. Don't forget, on Saturday, we're going to talk about it tomorrow, but on Saturday, you got a big game. 26th of the month, you got a big game of Liverpool with Real Madrid. Believe it or not, Liverpool is on the finals of the European Cup, and I'm sure they're going to win. And hopefully you're not going to be here to laugh at me. Hopefully not. And it's just to all the supporters of Manchester United. Have fun, guys. So,
and I'm going to put it on Instagram.
So guys, check Instagrams. Check the what I've done
tomorrow morning
at 9 o'clock. The time is now 6:59, and I would just like to say thank you for being with us. And
and Shabbat Shalom
more,
for
what
me.
More, what more? What more can I say? What more can I say?
And just.
Hey, what?
Ilarina, there.
What's that?
Just also wrote it. They have the three actors' names for the ticket. So now we've got our people.
Yeah, let me put that one. That,
we already
gave
away
that one
the
we
tickets.
Did. So listen to that. And you know what, guys? Have a lekker evening.